So Galiro, I will call you Galiro.
Yes.
This is your first time in Serbia and first time on this festival. What are your impressions?
Wow, it's lovely. It's great. I'm really happy. I just finished the first show. I loved it. I loved the audience. I loved the energy, the attention of the audience, and the sensibility. It was nice. Nice to play. Nice playing.
I was interviewing yesterday your colleagues, Banda Kadabra.
Yeah.
They're also from Torino. I saw you're from Torino.
Yeah,
are there a lot of street musicians in Torino?
There is a lot of performers. I think for Italy is one of the cities with the most number of performers. Like, and also if performer is not local, it's very possible it comes to study, to develop some project in Torino, because it's very open and there's a lot of spaces you can train, you can rehearse. So musician, street performers, circus artists, actors, actresses, plenty, a lot.
When we talk about Italy in general, what's the scene like in Italy when we talk about the street performing?
Italy is a huge country. There are a lot of different realities, I think. There are some very old, let's say, historical street festival that are going like since 30 years, 40 years maybe. I think the oldest is Mercanzia. I think is almost 40 years. I don't really know, I'm sorry. And that's it. There is a lot of new events and small things. Speaking about before the COVID, actually I'm not really updated right now what's happening, but was a lot of possibilities to do the street, just the free street without any events, that you just arrive in a touristic place and you make your own show with the circle and then you busk. That was very, very frequent, very possible. I don't know how it's going right now. I hope it will be still possible, because it's wonderful. I'm mainly playing festival and organized event, but it's wonderful if you can, as a performer, arrive in a place and just freely make your show and make your hat money. And it's really what I love about this job, about this.
How did you start the one-man band? How did you decide, like, I'm going to be a one-man band?
It's a story, actually, not very romantic story. So I was in a theater school. And since child, I work with music. I played instruments, I play guitar, a little bit of piano and violin. Yeah, simply in theater school I developed, like, what can I do with this? And there was several ideas, and the one that was like more, that I saw more possibility of developing a show and my own language, my own comedy language, was this one-man band character.
You don't have to deal with other people in band.
Yeah, but you know, I also work in company. I'm not only, my solo show is my main act, but in this like 12 years now, I've been street performing with another guy. We were like performing couple. We did pretty many shows, it was good. And I work in a theater company. It's a kind of variété, cabaret, I don't know what to say. There's number, this. And even if it's like still a little frozen, that project, because of COVID, still not, didn't start again. I work several musical projects, but also puppet theater. Since I come from theater school, so I did, let's say, comedy, puppetry, and these kind of things. And yeah, I don't have to deal with the other members of the band, but actually my one-man band is seeking for other members of the band. It's always involving audience, so it's never like, it's me, I'm doing this. It's always like involving other members of the band.
Yeah, you mentioned comedy, and I saw a bit of your videos on YouTube. How important is comedy when we talk about street performing?
I think that not taking myself too seriously is very important. Listening to the audience is very important. It's also very difficult, and I don't know. I don't know if it's base of comedy, but let's say it's one of the base of what is comedy. It's like that, like not taking seriously, trying to have make fun of your own self.
And also the audience, I think, reacts differently.
Yeah.
And one last question. As I saw, you played like a lot of places in Europe, America, Asia. You even lived in some of these places, I think, like South Korea.
South Korea.
What's the place where you played like that, I don't know, made maybe the strongest impact on you?
I can't say.
I know, but was there it street performance or something that was like, I don't know, so beautiful or crazy or I don't know, that just stuck with you?
There's so many images, memories. It's very, very now possible to take it out, just one. So I invite you to visit my website and check all the places. No, I really can't because I think when in the moments that I have been present to the audience, that I have good moments, every place is special in a way. I don't want to say something that sounds very
cliche,
very cliche or very cheesy, but it's very, I mean, I've really been playing Japan, China, Korea, and I studied in Canada, I was in Russia, I was in Europe, almost everything, not everything.
What's missing?
Some countries, some other countries in the Balkans, and now I don't really know, and in the Baltic. Something missing, yeah. And the small, super small countries like, you know, Andorra or these... I didn't find any events, so... I can't really say it's... Let's say actually something, as a free street performing, like, so not festival. For me, was very much a gift when I was very far away home, in a very different culture, and I could find connection with the audience, and it came out a special moment. I mean, it happened that I free street play in Turkey, it happened that I did in Korea, it happened that I did in Canada, I did in a lot of different places that were so far away home, and that's it's been a very special, because it was unexpected. It's not like festival, people are there to watch you.
Galera, thank you so much for your time. I wish you the best of luck in your future, and I wish you to visit all the countries in Europe that are missing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.